It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I help single women transform midlife into your best life and find love again in your next chapter. Today, we have a very special guest, Joe Amoya, and he's a dating and relationship strategist. And I'm so excited because today we're talking about I've done everything. Why haven't I found love yet? So welcome, Joe. I'm so excited to have you here.
Suzanne, it's been a while. I'm so honored to be here with you again today.
I know. So, Joe, you're one of my favorite people because every time I interview you, you just tell it like it is. You have that New York attitude, and I love that about you. But before we get into this topic, I would love for you to share with the ladies, how did you become a dating and relationship strategist? Because I know Sure. You didn't always do this.
Right. So before that, I have a question for you because it's something I've always wanted to ask. Like you say, you're one of my favorite. Has anybody said, you know, I really hate interviewing you?
Like, well, you know, you're true.
One of my least favorites, but I had nobody else to fill my spot. So I kind of called you up.
Well, you know what's funny? If you're not my favorite, I never say anything. I'm just like, oh, we have a special guest.
Right. And we preemphasize with, you know what, but really couldn't find somebody else. So he's here today. So let's just roll with it.
Right.
Cool. So to circle back around to your question, I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. I was a chiropractor for 20 years, just felt unfulfilled, wanted to do something more with my life, didn't know what it was, thought I had to go to the Himalayas to find my true purpose. And ultimately through my journaling one day, because I journal with higher source, God, whatever you want to call it, and said, you need to help others find love. And I'm like, what the hell do I know about that? And that literally was what my response was. And it's like, look at your life. Look at what you have with your wife. Look at your relationship. Women want what you have. Everybody wants what you have. But more importantly, women need to hear from like a masculine guy who's not afraid to admit and say, you know, I love being committed. I love being in a relationship. I love being with one person. And it really works for me. And so you're going to kind of be like the poster child for all the other guys who are out there that women don't believe who exist. And now that I've been down that road about 10 years, I go, oh, okay, now I understand why it makes sense and why I always put down this path is because, you know, to kind of get back to your title is that why isn't it happening for me? It's like, you know, it's like I'm not the Easter Bunny. I'm not Santa Claus. There are a lot of great guys who exist, who are out there looking for love, who can commit when they find the right woman. And so Yeah. Are there a lot of boys out there who, you know, just care about, you know, one thing and who are selfish, who are emotionally unavailable or immature? And, you know, based on this demographic, you know, if you're kind of middle aged, there are a lot of people who have baggage, a lot of Yeah. People who have been in marriages and relationships where they got burned, they got hurt, whatever it may be for them. And they're kind of like, eh, you know, I've been there, done that. But those are just not the right relationship partners. There are a lot of individuals who say, yeah, you know what? I was married. I was in a relationship. But I was with the wrong person. And you know what? And there are a lot of guys who say, you know what? I was selfish. I was so wrapped up in my career. I was so wrapped up in my life, so wrapped up in myself that I didn't realize that the woman that I was with was being neglected, that had needs, and had to lose that woman for them to wake up and go, you know what? That's never going to happen again. So it's really about, you know, and I love your title because it I believe everything starts with asking a question, but asking the So, you know, it literally, this was just part of my journey as a spiritual being on this human journey called life.
Yeah, exactly. And now you help women find love again, too. So what would you say to the woman that is in midlife, right? And she's done everything. And when I say done everything, like she reads all the blogs, she watches all the videos, she's taken online courses, and she's getting out there taking action because that's key too, right? You know, putting herself out there on online sites and she's doing the dating thing, has gone out on a lot of first dates, second dates here and there. and it just doesn't seem to be working. So what would you say to her? Why is it not working?
Right. So I think you start off by asking the question, why is it not working? Like, I'm trying all these things. I'm doing all these things like I'm supposed to. I'm watching, Suzanne interview Joe. I'm going on blogs. I'm reading books. I'm watching Oprah on Super Soul Sunday. I'm meditating. I'm doing all these things, and it's still not happening. And people look at that as bad, and most people get frustrated, and I understand that. But you may have tried some things. You may have tried a lot of things, but you still haven't uncovered why you're struggling. And that's really what you have to understand is that, and get to that magic question, why am I struggling? What's going on for me? Because the truth is, and this may be hard for a lot of people to hear, but it starts with you. If you're not succeeding, if you're not getting the results, you're only attracting and I won't say it, I'll try and be nice, but you're only attracting certain types of guys, or you keep ending up in relationship with those kind of guys. So you're doing nothing. There's something going on underneath the surface. The problem for most people, it's unconscious. They're not even aware of it. Or if they are aware of it, they don't know how to make the necessary changes. And so a lot of it, and where I kind of specialize, is what drives human behavior? What causes people to do what they do? What causes one person to go online to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go write a profile. And then they go succeed. And another woman who's been online, who's on every site imaginable, who's texting guys 3 hours a night, can't find that decent guy. There's always reasons for it, but I find that you're usually too close to your own stuff to see what it is. Or there's a part of you that doesn't want to see it. And there's a reason why. That's just your brain trying to protect you, trying to keep you safe and what's familiar, because your brain is afraid that you're going to get hurt again. And as long as that's going on and you're wired at that unconscious level, things aren't going to change. You may go and do all these things, but things are going to stay the same.
Yeah, it's so true. And you know what I always say is that it begins from within, right? And you know, it's interesting when you were talking about that. I'm a very visual person, and the visual picture that I got in my head when you were talking about that, it was like if you're driving a car and it's not working, like it keeps stalling or you keep getting stuck or it keeps breaking down, would you at some point look under the hood to see what's going on? Even if you didn't know, you would look under the hood, right? You wouldn't just keep driving and going, oh, it'll get better at some point, right? But I think sometimes, like you're talking about, is sometimes we're afraid to look under the hood and what I call looking at our own stuff, right? Because no one wants to face that. And I don't know about you, Joe, but for me, like I've taken advantage of this time during this pandemic is I've looked at a lot of that stuff and so that I can grow and be better and be the best version of myself. So if a woman is still afraid though to do that examination, you know, what would you say to her?
Go get a bunch of cats.
Hey, I'm a cat person. Don't say that.
Look, we have a cat, and I used to hate cats. And my son one day was over at my niece's house, and he was with this cat, and it's like it just melted my heart. I came to my wife. I'm like, maybe if she's like, you're gonna get a cat? So I love cats, but if you're not willing to do the work, then and I'm trying to be facetious here, but like, you're not going to change. Einstein has a very famous quote that says, you can't solve a problem on the same level that it was created on. And so, if you're not willing to look in the mirror and take responsibility and say, you know what, maybe I'm doing some things wrong. And again, and you have to understand human behavior. If somebody struggles with self-worth, self-esteem, they're going to start blaming themselves. When I say taking responsibility, that doesn't mean blaming yourself, doesn't mean beating yourself up. I was engaged to a woman, I was 28 days from walking down the aisle, absolutely miserable, knew I was making a big mistake. And when that relationship ended, I did what I call mirror time. It's like I took some self-evaluation, kind of like you're doing now. And it's like, all right, what happened here? I didn't beat myself up because I knew I did what I did for my reasons. I just didn't understand what those reasons were. And I had to do my work to uncover what was going on. And ultimately, I picked the wrong person for the wrong reasons. It was basically from fear. My dad died when I was 15. I had a great relationship with my dad. I wanted to have a family. I wanted to have a son of my own. She was my meal ticket. So I was willing to overlook the red flags, to make excuses for them, to rationalize, to judge, all those things we do as humans, because she was my ticket, even though I was miserable. We were in counseling. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this, if you're ever in counseling before you're married, run. That's like the biggest red flag. That's like, one of those auto dealership flags, like those big American flags outside the other, that are like 3 stories high. That is like a huge sign from the universe, get away. But again, as human beings, we do what we do for our reasons. And so we have to take responsibility for the role we're playing, because it all starts with that. If you're not willing to take, and let's look at the world we live in right now. Let's look at the country we live in, everything that's going on. Everybody wants to blame everybody and everything, right? And yet, are things changing? And as long as we blame somebody else for our happiness, for our health, our relationship, we're not going to go very far. But the moment that you sit back and go, maybe, just maybe, on some level, I'm contributing to this. Now we take back our power. Now we become responsible. Now we can respond from a better place. And if you understand how the brain works, now you tap into the creative part. When you're in victim mode and you're blaming everything and you're hyped up and you're all stressed out, your brain actually shuts down. The creative part of your brain shuts down, and your brain just finds more evidence to support what you believe. That's why, I'm sure you see in your community, women, there are no good guys out there. They're all taken. They're all, only interested in one thing. And everybody else jumps on the train. And yeah, the same thing happened for me, and I get it. And I'm like, great. So you're all commiserating together, and none of you are going forward. And I'm not saying that, again, to blame anybody. It's just shining the light on what people do. There's actually something called confirmation bias, where people will recruit other people to confirm what they believe.
That's true.
And it's
I've
like,
seen
okay, great.
that.
So you're all sitting around complaining how much men suck, and yet you're all still single. And again, I'm not like, this is just how I speak. This is just who I am. But it's like, it has to stop. We have to shine the light on the truth. What do you need to do to learn to make the necessary changes to grow, to go forward, so you can experience and have the re relationship that I believe you were divinely created to have? Because I don't believe if you have a desire in your heart, you are meant to experience that. That desire, no matter what you believe, has to come from somewhere. And so I don't have a desire to go jump off a bridge without a parachute. Like, that's just not my desire. I have a great desire, it's on my bucket list, to jump out of a plane with a parachute. But if I didn't have that desire, I wouldn't have been meant to experience. Now, whether I go or do or not is ultimately up to me. So I
Right.
believe that desire comes from someplace bigger to say, hey, you're meant to have this. Go have it because it's really cool. But whether we do or not, because we have free will and free choice, ultimately determines whether we get to experience it and go, that was amazing, or we don't get to do it and then have come up with all the reasons and excuses.
Right. So, Joe, you brought up that example of when you were supposed to get married and how you canceled the wedding, and then you did that mirror work. So, if a woman is like, okay, Joe, you've convinced me I need to do this mirror work, but I don't know where to start. What's the first step that she should take in so that she can start doing this self-reflection?
Right. So, and it's great that you bring that up, because what happens is we want to figure out the whole puzzle.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know, like, I'm here, I want to be in a great relationship. I need to know every step that's going to happen. And that's just not how it works. Is you have to understand, okay, I'm here, I want to go here. What's my next step? And so the next step would be asking yourself that question, what role did I play in my struggles, in my experience? Because now that takes the focus and the onus off of the world, off of men, off of your ex, and it now puts it onto you, and you taking back your power and saying, okay, now I played a role in this. What do I need to change? What do I need to do? Because we're smart creatures, the way our brain works. When we're in that creative part and we're focusing on the solution, the brain will go, oh, you know what? I see that I jumped into relationships too soon. Or I see that, you know what? I picked guys who were emotionally unavailable. And you know what? They were like my dad. And so when you take that next step, like the path will reveal itself. And whatever you need, whatever resource, whatever coach, mentor, whatever website, whatever book will show up in your path. Because I believe we are in a friendly, loving, supportive universe that when we align ourselves and we do our part, the universe will do its part. The problem is most people sit around, do nothing, and go, well, you know what? I'm just going to meditate on it and hope everything shows up. And I'm not against meditation. I think it's a wonderful tool. But if that's all you're doing and you're not taking action and you're not asking the questions and you're not exploring and you're not doing the work, then the meditation doesn't work. And most people go, I don't understand. I'm meditating and now that's not working. What's wrong with me? You know what? It's just not meant to happen. I'm just one of those people that's meant to be single. It's God's plan. He wants me to be single. Well, if God wants you to be single, why did he put that desire in your heart? To me, that's a twick and sisted God, a sick and twisted God, right? Like, it's like, okay, guess what? I'm going to put this desire in your heart, but haha, psych, you can't have it. But you know what? Mary, she can have it. Like, we're all supposed to be divine creations. So why does one get it and one not? It's because the person who's getting it is doing things differently than the person who's not.
Right. And so when a woman starts to get to that point where she becomes just so frustrated, right? And she's like, you know the visual that I get in my head? This is so funny. Did you ever watch Sex in the City?
I used to love it.
Okay. So do you remember when Krista Davis said, "Oh my God, I've been dating since I was 16. Where is he? When is he gonna show up?" She was so exhausted from dating. And so if a woman does do all the work and it's still not working, what would you say to her?
Then find somebody to help you find out what's going on. Like, because, and you have to understand how the brain works is that you're trying, and I understand because people really want, they're looking for answers. That's why they're searching. It's like, I know I want to be in love. I know I want to be in a relationship. I don't know what to do. So I'm going to go try. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But they're doing it in a way that's counterproductive. And we could do a whole nother talk on that, but because it's the energy that it's created out of, is created from a fear, lack, and scarcity. Like, I got to go do this, I got to do that. If I don't do this, it's not going to happen. So they kind of force, and in forcing, they actually keep it further away.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because sometimes I find that strong, independent women were really good at doing, like, you tell me what to do, I'll just do it. But what I find, and tell me if you find this too with some of your strong, independent women that are clients, is that we're not good at being, though. And what I mean by being is dropping into our heart. We're good about logically thinking and taking action, but then the dropping into the heart and being vulnerable and really like feeling what we're supposed to feel and notice things that we may not notice as we're doing.
100%, Suzanne, and it really, it gets into the whole masculine and feminine thing that for those women, and that's why they rock in their careers, and they rock in certain aspects of their personal life where it's very masculine energy is the predominant energy that causes success. Let's face it, if you're in a business world, it's a very masculine world. So if you were a feminine feeling vulnerable woman, you get eaten up and spit out. It's just not a world for that to happen. And that's why women in those worlds go, I don't understand. I'm like rocking in my career. But yet my love life, it sucks. It's because you can't create a relationship as a woman and attract a healthy man as another man. So I'm sure you've seen this. Women like that tend to attract men where they do this, or they attract men. Because it's like I'm the man. No, I'm the man. I don't need you. I'm the man. And they're always trying to one up for each other for control. Or they attract men who just are really nice, really sweet in the beginning, but then they have no backbone. And they love it in the beginning, but they're like, they don't respect those guys because they're not really men. But again, why are you, if that's your situation, does that happen by accident? Or maybe there's reasons why you attract guys where you butt heads, or you attract guys who are soft, sweet, but wusses. And you can't be a woman in a relationship, a long-lasting, healthy relationship with a guy who's a wuss. Just like you can't be in a relationship if you're operating from your masculinity. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have a relationship. It doesn't mean that you can't get married, but you can't have a truly happy, fulfilling, long-lasting, healthy relationship from that energetic space. It's just not possible.
So how can a woman who carries more masculine energy because of what she does in her career, how can she shift out of that masculine energy in the relationship and step more into her feminine?
Again, that's a great question. And just give me the magic pill. Like, here's the magic blue pill that will help me be more feminine. And it starts with the awareness. Now, once you have that awareness, it's like, okay, I've got to go figure that out. And there is no source for that, because why you do it and how you do it is different for every woman.
Right.
Honestly, for most women who are, that is their issue, it goes way back into their childhood. And they learned, in order to succeed, to get love, to get acceptance, to be okay, to be safe, to be sick, whatever it may be, they had to become more masculine. And so that just became part of their identity. And they just lived their life consistently. And it works great in their career in certain aspects, but it completely works against them in the relationship. So you've got to find someone who is a master at that, who really understands and can help you identify and make the changes. Because the real issue with all of this, it always comes down to how your brain is wired. And as long as your brain is wired to be a certain way, and you have, and they're called neural pathways, and you continue to go down that way because that's the way you're wired, you're always going to wind up at the same place.
Yeah.
It's like a boat. If you think of a boat that's on autopilot, and it's wired or programmed to go east, you can take that steering wheel and hold it and make it go to the west. But the second you let go, what happens?
Goes
It
back.
goes right back to how it's been programmed. And that's why so many women go, I know I do this. I'm trying to be more feminine. I'm trying to open up. And you can do it for a little while. But the second something happens where you get what's called an emotional trigger, it goes right back to the old way and those old patterns of behavior. And that's why it's so difficult for most people, is they're going against how their brain is wired. And the thing is, your brain is wired to protect you, keep you safe, and keep you in what's familiar. It knows this masculine identity that I've created, it works for me at the unconscious emotional level. Now, you may logically go, but it doesn't. But here's an analogy. Think of someone who's been overweight and overweight for years, like, and they're unhealthy, they don't like the way they look, and they're struggling, and they want to change, and they do a diet, and they know they need to. Right? And they'll do it for a little while, but then all of a sudden something happens where they don't feel good about themselves. They had a stressful day. They feel lonely. What do? They go right back to that old pathway. And then they do it and they go, oh, I did it again. What I do? What's wrong with me? See, I'm never going to lose weight. No, it's just you're wired not to lose weight. And as long as you're wired to lose weight, it's a struggle, whatever it may be for you. You're going to go right down that path. And it's whether it's your relationships, your health, your finances, it's all the same. It's just your brain doing what it's been wired to do.
Now, I always try to think like my audience, and I could hear my audience going, okay, that's great, Joe, but you know what? It's too late for me because I'm of a certain age. You know what? I'm just the way I am. What would you say to her?
Okay. So look at that. Look at that belief. Right? So right now, in that moment, that's just your brain running the old stories based on the evidence, and you are just supporting so you can stay here, so you don't have to do the work, so you don't have to open up and risk getting hurt again or being uncomfortable or being unfamiliar. It's the old devil that you know is better than the devil that you don't know. So that just reiterates the point. So, and I love that you're thinking it's never too late, because that's my philosophy, is that love has no limitations and no expiration date.
Yeah.
Like, I have a good family member who, long story short, went through a lot of stuff and basically came out of the closet in their 70s. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So never been in an intimate relationship, never been in love, never been married, anything like that, never had a partner, nothing like that. Okay. So you want to talk about a history of, stuff. There's a lot of stuff there. And now was able to find someone. okay, of the same sex. So if someone in their 70s can find someone, okay, you can find someone. But if you want to sit around, it's too late for me. It's kind of like the universe goes, oh, you believe it's too late for you? It'll be too late for you. Believe you can't lose weight? Can't lose weight.
Yeah, you know, there's that quote is you can have anything you want if you're just willing to give up the belief that you can't have it, right?
And I love that. And that's, and because I know I was down that road, when I was doing my work, it's like, well, just change your beliefs. Like, okay, so say some affirmations, put up some pictures on your vision board, and it's not how it works. Because there, you have to get to really what's going on in your brain, why your brain does what it does, and you have to train your brain specifically to think, speak, and act in a different way. And that takes time. And that's why most people struggle, is because it's simple, not easy. Because you're going against the way your brain is actually wired. So, again, these are all stories that we tell ourselves, and that's just your brain saying, I'm going to tell you this story so you can stay here.
And
Because
also,
this
so
is for
you
me.
don't feel bad when you're stuck, right?
Well, that's all part of it. It's like, keep you familiar, keep you feeling better, keep you comfortable versus seeing the truth for what it is without blaming. Again, that's why I call it shining light of truth. It's not to make you feel bad, because the truth shall set you free. But if you're in denial, you're making excuses, you're creating stories that are keeping you in your comfort zone. Like, as we said earlier, just get some cats.
Not that there's anything wrong with cats, but go ahead and get some
I love
cats.
cats.
All right. Joe, this has been amazing. So, how can the ladies find you if they want to get more info on you?
Yeah, the best thing is, because I'm big in reacting, because, I know you, we've known each other for years. We used to meet back in the city back in the day and really connect, and that you really have a purpose. There's so much misinformation, and we just need to connect with people who, Suzanne, myself, who are just going to give you the truth. So again, I've at the point of my life, stop seeking information. It's not about information. It's not about knowledge. Knowledge is just about knowing a bunch of shit. You know a bunch of stuff. It's not about learning anything different. It's about making the transformation that is going to lead to the results. So I'm big now. It's like, let's just have the truth. Let's have a dialogue. So if that is something you're interested, come over to our Facebook group, which is facebook.com/lovethatlasts, and just join our group. It's free, and just start engaging. We don't hand out Band-Aids. I'm sick and tired of people handing out Band-Aids, the 10 magic ways to do this and the 4 magic ways to do this. I was reading something the other day where a woman was saying, the 3 magic words that will make any man fall in love with you. And I'm like, and I understand from marketing and copy why she's doing that, but I'm like, this person should be locked up. Like, because you're doing so much damage. Because number one, why would you want to make any man fall in love with you? It's like, if he's going to be another asshole, he's going to be another man who cheats on you, he's another man who respects you, even though he's hot, you got great chemistry, is that really what you want? Versus, you know what? How to find the right guy and be the woman so that when you show up in his life, he realizes, I can't let you go. Like, it's a huge difference. And this is the crap that's out there.
Well, and I would be concerned if a man fell in love with you just by 3 words that you needed to say. I'd be like, what's wrong with this picture, right? But
I
this.
say those 3 magic words must be, I love sex.
Oh, probably. Probably. But so, ladies, I've known Joe for a long time. I love Joe because he's, as you could see, he's a tell it like it is kind of guy. He's a total New Yorker. That's what I love about New Yorkers is they don't give you the BS. They don't tell you what you want to hear. They tell you what you need to hear. And so if you really want to get results, you might need to hear certain things. Thanks everybody for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. My show is available both in video and podcast format, which can be found at yournextamazingstory.com.
Episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation. Get access to show notes and get more amazing content.